Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where the dress was actually orange and purple.
What? No.
Yes.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Much unlike that statement that he just made.
Well, we're saying it's a bunch of other stuff that it's not, so we might as well say two more things.
Black and blue, because like white it's definitely and white and gold.
If you're wondering, why are they talking about the dress? Well, that's just because you're not following us on Instagram.
Wow, what a shame.
Yeah, well, you can do that by going to the link in the description. And, hey, brother.
Hi.
How are you?
I was okay.
Now you're questioning yourself.
No. Oh, Lord.
Well, folks, we have a very good show for you today.
Question mark?
No, it's just a different show because this is the first show that we've recorded in a while where we haven't already had like four or five lined up.
Yeah.
So we have eaten down our reserve, which, I mean, are you really shocked that we have eaten something down to where there's nothing left? So it's just this is the first time in a long time where we've just kind of been, we're caught up to where you are.
Yeah.
You know, for the time being.
Right. It's not going to be like, as of the time of this recording, right. It's like, no,
this
yesterday.
Is it. Yeah. Like, this is it. This particular episode will go up Monday.
Right.
And we, you know what? We're going to do something that we used to do all the time, and we're going to continue to do them, especially today. We're going to do a rabbit hole episode. Woo! No split topics. None of that garbage.
Right.
You know, boo. Who likes those? Everyone that likes there's a lot. We just got some stuff we're going to talk about. I don't know what he's brought, and I know what I've brought.
No, I didn't bring a thing.
You didn't bring anything?
No.
I have a few things just to keep my mind on track, but it's nothing. Just like, okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Well, before we dive headfirst into that rabbit hole over there, do you see it, Tyler? It's over there. Okay. Before we dive into that, we have a little segment for you.
What would you do?
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, put your thinking cap on, Tyler, because you're going to have to think about it.
I'm always wearing it, and it's pink.
Yeah, it is. Tyler's the only one with a pink thinking cap. Okay, so what would you do? Tyler, you're sitting at your desk at work. You are deep in thought.
And this is already like not true.
You do not notice the man approaching you. Okay. He walks up and taps you on the shoulder, getting your attention. You turn around, and without saying a single word, he backhands you across the face. He then proceeds to walk away at a normal pace. No words have been spoken. What would you do?
And this is somebody that I do not know.
Sure.
Okay.
Because I feel like that does change your answer.
Yeah, absolutely, because it would depend on who it is.
For the first walkthrough here, this is someone you do not know, you've never seen before in your life.
I'd probably... Like, my initial reaction hearing that is like, well, I would, of course, tackle that person. But putting myself in that place, I'd probably be like, excuse me? Like, can I help you?
What was that
right,
for?
Like, it would just be like a loud exclamation. And depending on their response, would determine what would happen next. So it would either, if they like just kept going, I'd be like, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what if it's someone you know? What if Tyler Gravely has done this?
Tyler, I'd be like, now how hard are we talking?
You're not pleased. It's not like,
I'd probably like punch him on the shoulder, but like nothing else really. Yeah, I probably deserved it. I don't know.
If Tyler Gravely backhands you in the face, you deserved it.
Yeah,
probably. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it's at that point, I'll be like, okay, man, I get it.
I don't know what I did, but I understand.
Right. He finally listened to the podcast and was that upset, disappointed.
He's like, y'all been doing this for this long? Stop immediately. What's wrong with you?
You've been wanting me to be a part of this garbage?
A part of this? How dare you?
That's for wasting my time.
Right. This is for getting my wife involved. Right.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
What about you, brother?
Man, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I've tried because this is a conversation that I had earlier today, and I just really don't know what I would do. I would like to believe that I would
turn the other cheek.
No, I would. I would like to believe that I would immediately get up and retaliate.
Yeah.
As a red-blooded American man from Loosedale,
I probably would not. I would question it.
I feel like I would be so shocked.
Yeah.
And just like, what was that?
Right. Right.
And I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I think I would be shocked, and then I'd just be like, why? Like,
yeah.
Like, maybe they confused me with somebody else.
I would call 911.
I would not call 911.
I would call 911. Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you do this to someone?
No.
For pay?
Well, how much are we talking?
$100,000.
We're not, like, hurting them to the point. You said they're just displeased. So, it's not like we're dislocating their jaw or anything like
you're
that.
You're walking in and you are just backhanding them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for $100,000, absolutely.
Like, you're not just like gently tapping them. You're like an actual slap. They will feel pain and they will be displeased, right. But they're not going to pass out.
Well, there you go. Then absolutely, yes.
You would do it with no
explanation? For $100,000, yes.
Just walk in, slap them, walk out.
Yep, as long as they're not elderly or anything like that.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying that. Okay. I'm putting that out in the atmosphere now.
Okay. Well, if someone offers you $100,000 to slap me, you best be. Right. You better ring my bell, brother. And we'll discuss percentages afterwards.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think you could?
For $100,000? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because, again, the percentages will be discussed.
Right.
It wouldn't be like, hey, you know, I'm going to do this and you're never going to hear from me again.
Yeah.
No. You will be rewarded.
You will be compensated for your troubles.
Exactly. willfully rather than through lawsuit.
Right.
So, all you people, you young folks specifically that are out there just minding your own business, watch your back because Tyler might come in.
Right.
<lobby. laughs> Wow. All right, there it is. We're going head first.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Let's do this.
I want to start by just saying, first of all, shout out to Tyler, not you.
Well, of course.
No, there will be no shout outs to you.
Right.
But we met a listener the other day.
Yeah.
His name was Tyler.
Wow, how cool. What a nice guy.
He was a very nice guy. He came up to us at after James' concert and told us that he enjoyed the show, told us that he listens to it, and he's gotten other people into listening to it.
Wow.
They talk about
evangelizing.
Right. They talk about things that we talk about, and it was just a really nice thing.
Wow, no pressure.
Feedback. Yeah. It was feedback that was greatly appreciated.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that, dozens of people are listening to this.
Right.
Because, I get so engrossed in the conversation between you and I that I'm like, I bring topics that I genuinely want you and I to talk about.
Yeah.
But then I forget that other people are listening.
Right. Especially when they like call you out, not you specifically, but when they call one of us out about our perspective or something. It's wait, when did you hear? Oh, it's a podcast.
Okay.
It's like we put out like purposely for you to listen to.
Especially if it's like an older episode and I forget.
Those are the ones that get me.
I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, it's like, wait, did I really say that? Yeah, it was on Lust and So episode. Like, we did an episode about that?
Regardless, nice meeting you, my guy.
Very nice meeting you. Thank you for letting us know that you listen. We appreciate that.
Thank you for reminding me to be mindful of what I say.
Also, your name's Tyler. So
yeah, wow.
There's another Tyler in our lives.
Wow. I remember I met somebody whose last name shall remain
nameless.
Right, exactly.
Unmentioned.
Right. There we go. That's better because it exists.
Whose last name we will not say.
There you go. He who shall not be named.
There you go.
Or she.
Or she.
Who happened to be named Tyler.
It's a he.
It's a he. But this was like a well-known person. And I met them. And I met he and his wife. And she was just like, what's your name? I was like, oh, my name's Tyler. She said, oh, well, you already have such a great name. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Appreciate that a lot.
Right, right. You know exactly. So I was like, I'm already partly famous because I got a cool name.
Well, then the other part is because you have a pink hat.
Right. Well, I was in church at the time.
Well, you still possess the pink hat.
I possessed it, but I was not.
As long as it doesn't possess you.
Ooh. Ah. Hey. Shabbat.
So speaking of the concert, can we talk about what took place after that concert?
Who can
So the plan was, and when I say the plan, I mean like the plan that had been established for
before the concert.
Yeah, for days. The plan was we were going to go eat with our friends,
right?
And we were going to go to this specific what was the name of it?
Ooh, it's Fill Up with Billups.
Yeah. it's called
red
that.
Flag number one.
Right. And then
I'm kidding.
So we you know, the concert's over, we all right. load up in our cars and head that way. We pull up and we see that there's cars.
Yeah.
There's lights.
There's folks in there.
There seems to be an eating
signs
establishment.
Signs of intelligent life.
Yeah. So we all walk in. When I say we all, our friends haven't gotten there yet. It's me, you, Sarah, and Amanda.
Yeah.
And what happened, Tyler?
Well, we didn't see anybody, like, as far as wait staff in there. Right when we walked in, we saw a table full of people, mm-hmm. like 10 people, maybe 12. They were, of course, looking at us as we came in.
Right.
As you do.
Yeah.
You know, but we didn't see any wait staff. So we're like, let's just go sit down, you know. So we walked over to the corner and we started to claim our spots, rearrange furniture accordingly because we had people coming. We also were going to have a group of like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So we're working on arranging that, and the waitress, she goes over to the other table, and like she comes out from the back and is taking care of that table, turns around, sees us for the first time, and is like, we're closed. I'm like, really? Because that was not very apparent, ma'am.
Right. Well, and two, we had been misinformed.
Well, their website said 2 a.m.
They closed at 2 a.m. Here, yeah. It was 10.
I don't even think it was 10 yet.
It was for sure at least 10.
It was close. Yeah, it was around that time.
It was not 2 a.m.
Right, exactly.
And we were there, and of course, like we said, there was other people there too.
Yeah.
And so we're just flabbergasted because, like you said, we've already moved around tables. We pulled chairs up, and they're probably...
We had like 5 cars coming that
way. Yeah, we had like business was on its way.
Right.
And they were like, we're closed.
Oh.
So we very apologetically put everything back where it was and left with shame. I felt shame. Did you feel shame?
I didn't.
I felt a little bit of shame.
I didn't feel ashamed because I felt a little embarrassed walking back by the table that was already sat there. Because it's almost like they knew.
They knew but didn't tell us.
Exactly. I felt a little embarrassed, but I didn't feel shame.
Felt shame.
I felt no shame. I was like, it's not my fault that y'all didn't update y'all's website.
Right. And I just want to testify as how the Lord works.
Well... do that do
because that. I'm just, okay. I Can, did not want what
I that's exactly what I was about to say. I did not want breakfast food.
I really didn't want to go to this place.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those things where like I had said, you know, when it was being talked about, I was like, what about like, you know, the usual suspects? What about Buffalo Wild Wings or Mugshots? But your issue, y'all's issue with that is we had recently had both of those places.
Back to back.
Yeah, we had like went to both of them.
Less than a week ago.
Yeah, which I don't see the problem, but I understand like other people are going to be there and blah, blah, blah. So when I was told, hey, what about this place? It's basically like a breakfast place, but they have chicken tenders. Yeah. And I was like, okay, fine. But I really didn't want to go there. Yeah, I really didn't want to go there. So we weren't able to be there.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, well, where are we going to go? And we're like looking for places around.
Yeah.
And everywhere is closed. Because
except the promised land.
Except Mugshots.
Ooh-wee.
One of my original ideas
right.
of where to go. And we call around and, you know, hey, is everybody good with Mugshots? And everyone's like, yeah, yeah. Because they had not been to Mugshots.
Right.
And so we go. And...
Eventually, we get there after the,
right.
the trouble we had parking.
Eventually, we get, yeah.
After the trouble everybody had parking.
Apparently, it's a really hard place to park.
Well, apparently, it's also a really hard place to find.
Yeah.
But we'll get there in just a second. We go in, and I'm thinking that they're just going to like bless us out because of all the people that we had come in and at what time it was.
Yeah.
And like the website was. They said they closed at like it was like an hour away though.
Yeah,
but we told them we had a party like what 12.
It was like 12 or 13. Yeah,
yeah. So they were just kind of like,
let's see if we can
right.
get you.
Thankfully, they did. Regardless of the stairs from the kitchen, it was still done.
People were literally sticking their head out from the kitchen, being like, "For real?"
Right, exactly. Oh, I hate that, but
I know
we took care of them. We took care of them, but. Yeah, everybody from our group started piling in one by one, except for one that we were missing. Now, shout out to my friend Ben.
Shout out to Ben.
Love you, Ben. Such a nice guy.
My guy.
Cool dude. If y'all don't know him,
terrific soprano.
Y'all ought to get to know him. Yeah. It's like, what time? It's like 10:30 and he's not there yet. Like, we're placing our order and he is not there. And we're just like, what up? What's happening? And he was just letting us know when he left and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I touched base with him multiple times.
Yeah. 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 And he's like, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool. I call him and he said, which I forgot how the conversation went exactly.
But where y'all
like,
at?
Where y'all? I'm like, we're at Mugshots, guy. He said, where? I'm like, in Biloxi? He said, I'm in D'Iberville.
Now, mind you, Biloxi is like where we were.
Well, and we told him we were going. The restaurant we were originally going to was in Biloxi.
Right. The concert was in Biloxi.
The restaurant was in Biloxi. Then we went to the Mugshots in Biloxi.
And he went to D'Iberville.
He left and went to D'Iberville.
Which is how far away?
It's not that. It's like not that far, but it is. So.
But it's not just like, oh, whoops, I'm 2 minutes up the road. No. It's like,
with traffic, it's like 20 minutes.
Right.
So he had to drive all the way back. Oh, man, I felt so bad for him.
Well, and didn't he already have to drive a lot that day?
Yeah, he was up like at like 3 or 4 in the morning going to Louisiana. Either Birmingham, maybe Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
And then came back and then went straight to the concert after he got ready.
Then went to D'Iberville.
Then went to D'Iberville, then back to Biloxi.
And he had to go to Mobile that night, right?
Yeah, he lives in Mobile.
Yeah. And Mobile is not close to Biloxi.
No. And then he had to be up in the morning to go to something else in Alabama.
What a terrible time. Can you imagine?
Oh, man. What a terrible time. What a trooper.
Yeah. He never let it affect his attitude.
Yeah.
He was in a great mood. I think he may have been just slightly delirious.
Yeah, a little bit.
But he was a great guy.
What a funny story.
That we've now told dozens of people.
Right.
It was a good night, though. The concert was fun. The fellowship afterwards was fun. Ooh, yes. The burgers.
Ooh. Ha. So I made a boo-boo
when I was
ordering mine.
I
wanted to get a steak burger, like my brother.
Ooh.
I usually don't get that. I usually get the mac and cheese burger.
When you say your brother, you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the mac and cheese burger, which if you haven't had it, you ought to get that. It's a burger with mac and cheese on top of it and bacon, but instead of buns, it's two grilled cheeses.
like one grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, one whole grilled cheese on the bottom, burger patty, mac and cheese, bacon, then another grilled cheese on top.
So you're eating three sandwiches
basically
at once.
Yeah, it's wonderful. That's one of those ordained by God. But I did that last week.
Right. So I was like, you know what? Enjoyed.
I don't want to clog my arteries this week.
Not this fast.
Right. Not this close together. So I was like, I'm going to do like my brother and I'm going to get a steak burger. And he gets his with a side of A1.
Oh, yes.
And so whenever it's my turn to order, I focus on the A1. I'm like, I want this A1. I thought I said steak burger, but I don't know. Apparently, I just said the A1 burger.
Which is an option that they offer.
Which is not the steak burger.
Right.
So that is not what I received. I received the A1 burger that I pointed at. So, you know, they got my order right, which is great.
That's true.
I didn't get my order right. I was so sad because I was so looking forward to that. And it was just a regular burger.
And I'm
going to
tell you,
A1
I'm going to tell you, fam, it was so good, too. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we had so many appetizers that night.
We had all the appetizers.
I think we had literally all the ideal appetizers. We had the shrimp. We had the cheese curds. We had the chips and dip.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And by that, you mean chips and salsa.
The queso, yes.
Yeah. Queso, you're right.
Yes.
What, did you get that? Or
Ben got that.
Okay. It was really good. It was a very fun experience. And I look forward to doing that again with our Biloxi family.
Same. I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but let's revisit it.
Let's do that.
Thin chips.
Ooh, yes.
Or thick chips.
Thin chips, brother.
Why?
You know,
because I think we've discussed that our preferences are opposite in this, but not necessarily the reasoning why.
Well, you know, some things I don't necessarily know why. I just know.
Okay.
I feel like, and I don't know what I said last time.
Yeah, so same. That's why I was like, let's go ahead and recover it.
But there's just something about like a thin, crispy chip. It's like it's just like Chili's. Man, if I could have Chili's chips with all my chips and sauce and queso, that would be ideal.
I would be so sad.
Are you?
Here's why. Because, like, I'm a scooper. So, like, yeah. whenever I get salsa, the few times that I get it, I'm scooping. You know, I don't like to just dip and like submerge it a little bit. Like I scoop.
What if I told you you can scoop with thin chips?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. I agree with you. But when you do, you don't ever taste the chip. It's like a piece of paper thin, just crunch, but it's all salsa, whatever. Like it's just, it's not enough. It's not enough chip to salsa ratio. I need the salty corn and or flour chip taste with my sauce.
Well, I think like everything we talk about, it's about balance.
Right.
So if your chip is large, like it takes up a lot of room,
it's just,
but it's thin, you can get more sauce. But if you have like a small chip with a smaller footprint, you can still do the scoopy scoop, but you got to make sure the ratio is right.
Yeah, I mean,
and I would argue that that's the same even with a thick chip.
I mean, like I would just I could prefer a thick chip of any size.
I could honestly prefer the thick chip.
I could prefer a thick chip of any size. It's just the thickness of it. Like, it's not as satisfying to bite into a paper one. Like, it's just, like, a paper thin one, it's just, like, it breaks at the slightest little touch. It's like...
Where have you had thin chips?
At Chili's. At most... Honestly, most places that do chips and dip prior to, like Mugshots has thin chips. Our Mexican restaurant has... They're not as thin as, like, Chili's, but they're not as thick as I like.
Really? Yeah. So who has the ideal chips for you?
I don't know if I've been to a restaurant that has the thick chips, but like there's some that I buy that are thick.
What about Perico's? Perico's has some pretty thick chips.
I haven't been to Perico's in so long. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
Well, we should go remember, one day.
I agree. I don't remember being like, this is the chip that I want.
Well, that's because they're not that great. They're really thick corn chips. And they're just not, I mean, they're not my favorite. Now, they're good. Like, I eat them religiously. Right. But if I had the choice, it would be thin chips from Chili's.
Yeah. No.
I will say this to your point about the thin chips from Chili's or anywhere, mostly Chili's. When you eat... Like there's the whole chips.
Mm-hmm.
When you get past those, you very quickly get into like little bitty chipped off, broken off pieces
that just break because they existed next to another
exactly.
Chip.
But I don't care for that.
Yeah.
But the full size chip that is thin, that is preferably flour, that's a thing of beauty.
Yeah,
love that.
I like making my own chips.
Ooh, can't relate.
You take tortillas. And you cut them into little triangles, and you spray them with some Pam, and salt them to taste, and throw them in the air fryer.
Oh, that was my ear. And probably their ear too.
You're welcome, listener. And you're welcome for that recipe because it's perfect.
You should make us a massive dish of those.
Nice.
And let's just be.
Eat them.
Yeah, let's just be around them and consume.
I've done that with some friends before. I think that was one of the first things I cooked them whenever they came over to my house. I made the tortilla chips in the air fryer, and I cooked ground turkey, seasoned it with taco meat, and sauteed like onions, bell peppers, and stuff like that. And we basically had like full-blown healthy nachos.
My goodness.
It was delicious. I want that.
I'm sitting here right now like wanting chimps and salsa. Did I say chimps and salsa?
You said chimps and salsa.
I do not want chimps and salsa. I would like some chips and salsa, please. Speaking of chimps, and that was totally unplanned, but I found something on Instagram recently that I wanted to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hear me out, listener and Tyler. Not just the Tyler we met.
Right.
You as well.
Or our brother.
Or right. Or him. Not him.
Especially not him.
Right. There's an Instagram feed that I found recently that I kind of want to talk about why I've been enjoying it.
Okay.
And I want to I need you to be there for me right now.
All
right.
I'm here.
So first of all, the feed is called Dark Side of Nature.
Okay.
And what it is it's a variety of videos, sometimes photos, but it's mostly videos of just real things going down in nature. For example, a lovely cheetah is drinking from the water when suddenly a massive crocodile launches itself out, grabs said cheetah.
The cheetah?
And dines.
Not like a zebra?
No, a cheetah.
Oh.
And dines upon it.
Oh.
This is stuff, and you ask the question, a cheetah? Exactly. You see stuff on this Instagram feed that you don't see in Nat Geo.
Yeah, what they don't want you to see on Discovery.
And it's like...
The real Discovery.
It's like, that's so sad and terrible, but I have to watch it five more times. I have to see it. And I don't understand why that is. I don't understand what that means. Because it's not just alligators or crocodiles.
World star, but for nature.
it's unbelievable, man. Like, you see stuff like these lions will like turn on each other, and they just like rip each other apart, and it's unbelievable.
Wow,
is it just like
African animals, or no? Is there also
other stuff
like the ocean?
Yeah.
The big,
ooh, what's it like? Well, go to this Instagram feed and you'll see what it's really like. Like, there's one where this bird, and I don't know what kind of bird it was, but they have
probably a pelican.
Mine? They had a camera set up in the nest of this bird, and it had four babies. Well, apparently four was too many because the mom selects one.
Amen, Forrest. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
The mom selects one. And
yeets him off the nest.
Just yeets him. Here's what's crazy. Is she picked him up and she's like on her way to the edge of the nest and drops him. So there's a moment here to like, let's think about this. Think about what you're doing. First of all, do you really want this one? Or is there a different one that you might want? No. She picks him up again.
You are the chosen one.
She picks him up again, and she throws him off the side. And the caption said, sound on. And I was like, well, I gotta hear it.
Right, you know, right. Gotta turn the sound on.
And so I watched it again with the sound on. And as the bird is falling, it's like, it's so terrible. It's so bad.
Great. See, our Instagram feeds are very different. Because I also found an Instagram page recently, but it is not, it's not that.
It's not mother birds throwing baby birds. It's not
yeeting their young. That's a bad name. Yeeting their young.
Yeet the young.
It's like a bunch of senior citizens.
They think yeet means something else.
Right. Or don't.
All right. Much like us a few episodes ago. Oh, like, Lord. Not knowing what yeet means.
Cringe.
Oh, well, we move.
Right. So, the Instagram feed I found recently was nothing like that. Don't ask me the name of it. I don't know. I probably can't pronounce it. But it's basically just very short clips of animated cooking. Like they cook food or they eat it, or it's like nature, or just it's very short clips, but it's animated in like that anime style.
Yeah.
But it's not like Kamehameha. Yeah. It's like really like they're like cooking
someone
legit
has done this
food.
Like put effort into
it. And it has like lo-fi music playing in the background. It's just very, very, very chill. And of course it's got sound effects with it.
Yeah.
Like, steak sizzling and whatnot. Ooh, it's just like, yes. So that's been really relaxing for me. I've been seeing a lot of that.
Wow. How different.
Right. There are two kinds of people.
Some who like thin chips and some who watch thin chips being made in anime on Instagram.
Right, exactly. I'm like sitting there in my couch. On my couch.
I'm sitting in my couch.
I made a fort.
I pull the couch cushions. I started to say I pull the mattresses.
It turns into a futon. So that's kind of valid.
Sort of accurate.
Sort of valid. No, but I'm sitting on my couch like it's like pitch black in there. I wish you could just picture it now. You literally just see my face, my double chin lit up by my phone.
Oh no.
Playing this video out loud, and I'm like, I made it. Like, this is it.
Okay.
I've made it.
I want to show you. Can you see this from across the room?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just show you this video.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm terrible.
Describe to the listener what you just saw.
I'd rather not.
Describe what you saw, Tyler.
Oh, gosh. I saw a large fish. I think that's a porgy. Dying upon this crab, but in not like a butter sauce. It's kind of like a...
It's a crab.
That man ate that like a crispy, thin chip.
Yeah.
Is what he did.
So it opened, the video opens up with the crab just chilling. He's obviously in some kind of tank or something. And then this fish just comes out of nowhere and just consumes the crab.
Wow.
And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Is like, you would never see that.
No.
You know?
No.
But yeah.
That's really cool, though.
What's really crazy is you mentioned being on your couch and watching your videos.
Yeah.
I hadn't, at the time when I found this, I didn't, as you can imagine, I didn't immediately mention it to Sarah. Because I was like, she's not going to want to see lions kill baby cheetahs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm laying there in bed and I'm watching it with the volume on. Not all the way up, but the volume is on. And so she's hearing some interesting sounds.
Oh,
and
Lord.
She's like, what is that? And I showed her. I'm like, this Cape Buffalo just killed this lion. And she's like, why are you watching
me? I'm like, I can't look away.
I can't not watch.
Bro, I got to show you one later. And this is the last, I'm going to move on from this. This horse is walking away.
Yeah.
And this goose decides that it's going to like come over and just start like yelling at the horse. The horse kicks the goose in the face with one leg.
Please tell me it doesn't break its neck.
It first of all shoots like 10 feet away and then it just proceeds to like just flop. I don't know if it died or lived, but the horse just
sure his brain was knocked loose.
The horse just like nonchalantly just like go away and it killed the goose.
Stop.
I'm like,
gosh.
I'm like,
we should have gave some kind of warning for those for our listeners that are sensitive to animal deaths.
I think it'll be okay. Just don't go follow Dark Side of Nature.
Right, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Not like I did.
Speaking of nature.
Ooh.
I haven't told you about this, but it's something I'm really, really, really excited about. Next weekend, the airing of this podcast. Wow, that was really
the difficult. Original airing of this podcast.
As of the original airing of this podcast, this weekend I will be camping.
Wow!
Finally,
I did know about this.
Oh well, I've been wanting to camp for like a year. Literally, I just haven't been able to. I haven't been able to find anybody to go with me or the right opportunity. But I'm going, and I'm very excited. And I have approval to sleep in my hammock. And I'm going to be purchasing a bug net to go above my hammock so that all creepy crawlies will remain away from my hammock whilst I sleep.
Whilst I sleep.
And it's going to be a mesh bug netting so I can look at the stars.
I am very excited for you. I don't envy you at all.
Right.
But I'm glad you're going.
I'm very glad
you're going to go ahead and just get out there.
Right. We're going to be by the creek too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's going to sound nice.
That's going to be very nice.
That's going to sound really
especially
good.
Especially because I'm off that day, so I get to go there like 12.
Soon.
Yeah. Like, and just chill.
That's going to be really fun.
Wow.
I can't wait for the episode after that where we can hear. Because now that you brought it up, you'll have to report back.
Well, of course.
Avoid sleeping on the ground.
Yes, that is the plan.
Yeah.
My hammock will be suspended in the air.
I know, I'm just saying, like, let's just say, for example, that something doesn't go as planned.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't sleep on the ground.
Is there a particular reason?
Red bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Speaking of Dark Side of Nature.
Right, yeah.
Red bugs are that.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to be in my hammock, suspended at least a foot off the ground, if gravity will allow it.
At least a foot.
And I would like to not be pranked. That would also be great.
I don't know.
This podcast is airing before the camping trip. I would like to not be pranked.
I think that your expectations are too high.
I will. I'm planning, because I have nowhere to be Saturday, and I'm planning on outlasting everybody to some degree and like staying up. And not being pranked. But we both know how well that's going to go.
Yeah. I just think that okay.
I'm a sleepy boy.
Yeah. I like to sleep as well, man. I've been sleeping really good lately.
I don't know. Like, I get really tired at like 9 o'clock, and I wake up at 5 a.m. or 4:30 a.m., depending on the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, let's rock and roll. Sometimes I'm like, not going to the gym today. Turn off alarms.
That's me every morning. Not going to the gym today.
Stop it. It just depends on the day and the mood. I don't know. Maybe it depends on what I ate the night before. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like,
possibility. Because you're there's no doubt about it. Your diet can affect your sleep.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
I've been doing very poorly lately.
Same.
But
I've not done well.
But
I've been having a great time.
Oh, good.
You know, but just not doing well.
Well, I have decided to not renew my gym membership.
Really?
And not because I'm going to stop working out or anything like that, but just because I have a gym membership, I felt obligated to go. Every morning time is really the only time I can go consistently.
Yeah.
Because of the things that take place in the afternoon and whatnot. So I have made myself go at 5 or 5:30 every day, depending on, you know, what's going on. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going at 5:30 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And more often than not, it is inconvenient for me.
Oh, for sure.
And frankly, I don't want to pay for another annual membership because that's a big chunk all at once. You have a monthly option, but it's more expensive.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just going to, I have other things that I'm trying to prioritize right now. So I'm just going to not renew it. Let those things take priority. And then when I have time, I will use the weights that I have at home and like any opportunity to go to the park or anything like that. But I'm not going to stress out about it to the point of like prioritizing it over something else.
Yeah, you know? I feel that.
I'm just trying to make sure that my priorities are in order. And as a result, I'm going to do my best to eat better as a result, like a little bit more strict because I've just been eating whatever, you know, and being like, I'll go to the gym in the morning. I'll be fine. Blah, blah, blah. Or I went to the gym this morning. I deserve this entire Little Caesars pizza. But like, I can't do that.
Well, that's true.
So
very true.
Yeah. I'm making it known now.
He's put it out there to all of you.
Right.
So there's something I haven't told you about because it just developed. Well, that's not true. I haven't told you this yet. So as I sit here right now, I may or may not have a torn rotator cuff in my shoulder.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I kind of figured it was something like that.
Well, because you know that my shoulder's been pretty messed up for over a year now. But I didn't know what it was. I actually went to the chiropractor the time that we talked about it here last to get the shoulder pain addressed.
Right.
And it was as if I was speaking Greek. It was like, shoulder? What is that? Like, they did not acknowledge it at all.
Oh.
It was terrible. But the shoulder has continued to hurt me. Like, and what's been happening for those that don't know, which is probably most of you, one night when I was sleeping, I felt and heard a click in my shoulder, my left shoulder.
Oh.
And since then, when I'm asleep, my arm will like go numb. And it doesn't go numb and like stay numb. There's certain ways I can lay and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's only my left arm. So it's obviously not a coincidence.
Right.
But so my arm goes numb. There's a very, very annoying, dull pain in like the deep center of my shoulder that's been there. And there's just a couple of other symptoms that, like, my left arm, I can tell is weaker than my right arm.
Yeah.
I don't have like the grip in my left hand that I do have in my right hand. Well, yesterday it just really started hurting me more than it ever has. And it's like the feeling of it, of whatever's messed up in the middle that I've been feeling all this time, it just seemed like, wow, whatever's wrong is like super flared up today.
Yeah.
So I made it through the day yesterday, and I made it through playing drums last night. That was painful.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Well, it's my pleasure. Just my reasonable service.
Hey. Let's stay there for a little while.
Well, just wait. Not this show. You'll have to wait for another show. Anyway, right. So I made it through that, and I am just, you know, I get home, and then I start doing it. I start complaining because I've had my fill.
Right.
I was like,
okay, it's my turn.
Yeah. I was like, man, I was telling Sarah, I was like, my arm hurts so bad. She's yeah. like, what's wrong? And I told her everything I just told you. I said, it just really hurts me today. Like, I feel like that it needs to be, like, popped into place, but nothing I do is comfortable. And yeah. I started telling her what was wrong. Well, as I'm doing that, she's on Google typing in, like, the symptoms. And it comes up to torn
rotator. You have 3 months to live.
Right. It comes up to...
Just kidding. Just right, kidding.
Of course. We don't speak that. We don't claim
we
that.
Don't receive that.
Torn rotator cuff.
Oof.
And so I was like, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know, yeah. like with everything going on. And then she starts reading stuff that she's finding about a torn rotator cuff. And I'm like, yes, that. Yes. Nope, not that one. But yes, that. Like, there's... It yeah. wasn't everything. Like, I obviously don't have, like, all the symptoms, but everything yeah. that I have is part of... Torn rotator cuff.
Yeah. Did you go to the doctor?
Huh?
Did you go to the doctor?
No, this was yesterday.
Oh.
But what I did do is I called the chiropractor today, and I have an appointment for next Thursday. And I told them everything that was going on, and they said, well, it could be a torn rotator cuff, but it could also be something that could be treated just from a shoulder adjustment.
And how convenient.
Well, here's what I asked them directly. I said, okay. I said, you say shoulder adjustment. I said, is it like a separate adjustment that does not involve my back? Because I went to a chiropractor last time to get work on my shoulder, and it was as if I was speaking Greek. And they were like, no. We do shoulder adjustments. I said, okay, that's what I need in addition to my, you know, spine yeah. adjustment. I just kind of want to like let it be known that I'm coming for my shoulder. She yeah. said, yes, sir, that's no problem. So I have an appointment. I'm going to be going at 8:30 in the morning. Hopefully that not tomorrow morning, it'll be next Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that something will be able to be done. If not, if we do see that it is a torn rotator cuff, there's nothing that can be done, then I'm going to have to look into like going to an actual doctor and scheduling a surgery.
Oh, no.
If the Lord chooses not to heal me.
Correct.
Because he's done so before.
Yeah.
And we know that he's able to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I will happily allow it to be done. Right. Way. But if it's his will that surgery be done for whatever yeah. reason, I am not opposed to it. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to do it.
Well, of course.
But this that I've been dealing with, it's not going to work, brother. It's not going to work. I'm almost 30 years old, and I cannot deal with this for the rest of my life. Something must be done.
Ooh-wee. I am on dad's insurance
yeah.
for the rest of the year.
Sweet.
Then afterwards, I have to start paying my own insurance.
Boo.
And it hasn't been coming out of my check, so.
That's why your gym membership's going away.
Right, exactly. I have to start paying for health insurance.
I gotta start paying for health
the irony instead of the gym membership. For when I stop working
right,
out.
Right.
Oh, gosh, I have tears.
Oh, that was good to me.
Oh, man.
So, oh, yeah. My goodness. Well, that's another thing is I currently don't have health insurance.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so I'm going to have to...
or a gym membership.
Yeah, or maybe that's what's wrong.
Right.
My shoulder, I'm weak because I don't work out. No, I'm in much pain. Even at this moment, I'm in less than ideal condition.
Touch of Jesus.
Well, I receive it, Lord, hey. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I also need to go buy ibuprofen after this.
Oh. I need to... is it melatonin, the one that knocks you out?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
I need to try that. I don't want, you already know how I feel about drugs. Medication and things like that. I don't like to take it. I don't like to the possibility of becoming dependent upon it. But like, one, melatonin-induced sleep sounds amazing.
Well, and two, it can just like kind of jumpstart you.
Yeah.
Get you on a good habit.
Well, I don't want to cultivate the habit of taking one, but I don't want my idea of sleeping in to be 6 a.m.
Right.
I want to, like, not wake up until, like, 11 a.m. the next business day.
So here's... right. So here's the thing is, like Z-Quil. Sarah's a big believer in Z-Quil.
Yeah.
Z-Quil by itself will literally just murder you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
what I paid for.
But they have Z-Quil
plus
melatonin.
Ooh.
It's like focuses on that.
For those who want to actually pass away.
Right. But so the key thing about Z-Quil is, from what I understand and according to my own uses, it is specifically designed to be non-habit forming. It doesn't have anything. It's not a medication.
Yeah.
It is a sleep aid. So therefore, there's like nothing in it that would. Now,
allegedly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can get addicted to anything.
Right.
But as far as like if you were to take one recommended dose to like get a good night's sleep, you're not going to like be like, ooh, first of all, it's disgusting. So you're not going to be like,
wish I wouldn't have known that.
Well, I mean, it's worth it though. This is out of all the stuff you eat.
First, I don't eat something intentionally I find disgusting.
You made that goulash.
That was delicious.
Then you may enjoy the Z-Quil. You may be like, it's a little fruity. Tastes like microwave prune juice. with some
pepper jack cheese.
Ew. It's a week old pepper jack cheese. Been sitting on the counter for a while.
Smelled like Fritos.
Oh, and also some Fritos. That's not what Z-Quil tastes like, by the way. It's not that bad. I'm just dramatic.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned from the best.
Right. No, it sounds wonderful.
I really do wish, much like a visit to the chiropractor, I really do wish you would just try it one time.
Okay, I will do that before I do a visit to the chiropractor.
Yeah, weenie.
No, I like my spine intact.
Oh, well, you should go to the chiropractor. Because when it begins to separate and stuff, the chiropractor can fix it and make it be back intact.
Yeah, without the use of my legs afterwards.
That's not true. I sit here. Well, that's a bad example.
Right.
I sit here now with my throbbing shoulder pain. But
get like me
in the chiropractor's defense, not chiropractor, not the one that didn't touch my shoulder,
right,
but just
right, right.
Chiropractic medicine in general. I sit here in my shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get a shoulder adjustment, but my back feels amazing.
Oh yeah, I just
also I like popping my fingers.
Oh, same.
Oh, there it is. Look at there.
Yeah.
It's not working. Why isn't it working?
Ooh, speaking of things that pop, my knees and ankles pop regularly.
You can get a knee adjustment.
I don't know if my knees can afford that. Like you hear me, I'll literally just be chilling on the couch and I'll just like be like
bubble wrap.
Yeah, I'll literally just be twirling my foot and then it'll just start.
It's happened in this room today.
Has it?
Yeah, I heard it a while ago.
It's
one of those things.
A habit. Not even a habit. I don't know if my cartilage is deteriorating or if I'm just old or what, but I am a crunchy young man, so
put that in your Instagram bio. Tyler Reyes, a crunchy young man. I love it. Tyler's a little crunchy and spicy. Crunchy young man. I like that a lot. Oh, man. So earlier, I hate that about your knees and your ankles.
It'd be like that.
It'd be like that sometimes. And
it doesn't hurt.
Well, that's good.
It could hurt. I'm scared it's going to one day. I'm scared it's going to pop and then just ruin my life.
Well, it doesn't have to. You can go to the chiropractor.
Or I can hold on to what little use I have left of my legs. And then when I finally lose the use of them, I can go to the chiropractor.
And they're going
to
be like, wow, you should have been here 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if they're that great, they'll be able to help me walk again. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess we'll see.
Now, right.
Earlier, we had mentioned like past episodes and stuff.
Yeah.
One of the past episodes that I've been thinking about recently is the one we did where we learned how not to prank call people. Look, here's the thing.
With the baby bottle insurance.
That's been one that people have come up to us and been like, hey, the prank call one, that's the one right there. And there's even a thing we did on Instagram a while back where it was like, which episode has been your favorite? And a couple of people were like, how not to prank call. We had mentioned in that episode that we intended to do it again. Like we were going to try again.
Did we not?
No, we didn't.
We
called people asking how they were doing during quarantine.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But the reason that
gotcha,
yeah. The reason that we haven't been able to do it again is I don't know about
we don't
you,
have new people to call.
Well, it's not only that we can't figure out how to make it convincing because everyone.
Well, literally, your mother-in-law answered and was like, hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Like, she, like, knew instantly.
And it's who like,
it was.
Well, that's discouraging.
Right. Like, oh, let's just continue going and pretend like this is convincing.
Well, what's crazy is, like, we could, like, I feel like we could do it if we didn't care about our witness and didn't care about being mean. But, like you said, that's not going to happen. So I just
feel like we could do it if we had, like, a new friend. Like, we might be able to.
Well,
right.
You can hang that up.
Yeah.
That was not intentional. That was not intentional.
No, we could probably get away with it with, like, well, I was saying we could do it with one of our Biloxi friends, but I don't know if they would answer the phone.
Well, they would. But even if they did, like, here's the problem. The real problem is, when we do it, we have to block our number. And 9 out of 10 people,
they're just not going to answer.
They're not going to answer
unless
the,
they're purposely trying to troll somebody.
Yeah. So if we have like a phone, like a burner phone.
Right.
Whatever,
yeah. Our office phone.
Yeah. It'd be like,
we don't give the number out to anybody.
Exactly.
We like, use strictly for break calls.
Right. We have a separate line that's just for.
With Verizon. So we're paying like an ungodly amount monthly.
You know what I did think about, but I don't know if it'll work or not.
Wait, pause. We need our Patreon users to really like step up their game so we can get this burner phone for break calls.
We need a track phone so we can do break calls.
We tried to get Cricket Wireless.
What I thought about, and you used to work at Verizon, you may know if this will work or not. Sarah's watch is cellular.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been told it has like its own number assigned to it.
Yes.
I wonder if you could call from that watch.
The Apple Watch has to be paired to a phone though. Like it wouldn't dial out from its own number. Like it has cellular because it's an active line on the account.
Yeah.
But the Apple Watch itself wouldn't as its own number. Like I couldn't text that number and it just go to the Apple Watch.
But it would call out as Sarah's number.
Yeah.
Boo.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We try to prank call somebody to show Sarah, and we're just like, you need baby bottle insurance?
I'm calling like, about the baby
I'm
bottle
calling
insurance.
About the baby bottle. Oh, man.
How funny. That was a fun episode. It was recorded in this room before it was officially like the studio.
Yes.
Very echoey.
Yes.
Very, wow.
Wow.
What
an actual table.
Right. As opposed to these comfortable chairs.
Ooh-wee.
We have a great table now.
But we're not recording.
We're not at the table.
Yeah, we're not at the table.
The table is here.
We're beside the table.
Right. We're
adjacent to the table. Table adjacent.
The table to my immediate left
right.
is the table. And that's this one right here that JJ built. Shout out
that
to JJ.
That table.
That table
popped.
It is that table. Should we talk about this?
What?
What I was talking about the other day at church, about the name of the show.
I mean, you can, but I stand by what I said.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what you said.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. So I had mentioned, and don't worry, we'll just talk about it. I had mentioned that one of the frustrating things about the name of this show is that when I was creating it and named it The Table, I didn't bother searching and looking to see if there was already a podcast named The Table. There were
several,
and there's been multiple made since then. One in particular,
their logo looks kind of similar to
one in particular.
Not gonna lie,
it's called The Table, and it's by Anthony O'Neill, Dave Ramsey personality.
Yeah.
So when you search, like if you go on Apple Podcasts right now, you search The Table, he's gonna be the first one that pops up.
Yup.
It's very frustrating because we kind of go like. In like forward and back in the list, I think it depends on like listenership or whatever. But
the day,
depends on the day. There's some days it's like boom, we're right there.
Yep.
Then there's other days when it's like
scroll down.
Where are we? Like right. we're not even on the list. There's some days
see all.
It's so true. And so I was talking to Sarah and Tyler about it one day, and I said, you know, I've been thinking about that, and it makes me regret it sometimes. I've considered. Like, what would it be like to rebrand and call the show That Table Pod?
Ooh.
And Tyler's like, no, let's not do that.
No.
And then you just said, what reminded me of it is you just said That Table, which is something that I thought of the other day. And
That Table.
Yeah, I was just like, I just wish that it had a name. Like, we've talked about before the After Church podcast.
Yeah, great name.
There is that podcast that is the
Great After Guys.
Love those guys.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Talked to Andrew just the other day.
Wow.
So there's, I just wish the name wasn't so used by other, because you, it's kind of, it's to the point where, like, if you don't know what our logo looks like, you're not going to find the show.
No.
So that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
Because we're not going to change it.
No, we're not going to change it. But it was just like, I just want y'all to know, as our friends, that sometimes your boy gets a little frustrated with that. So just know that and do with that information that you know. Also, speaking of frustrations, I made a goof in a recent episode with Mom.
What?
I had mentioned in the show, I mentioned a Facebook status that Brother Myron Weidman Jr. posted.
What'd you say?
Despite my efforts to not do this, I still called him Myron Wildman Jr.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Well,
oops.
I did. I didn't mean to. And the reason I said it, if you go back and listen to it, you can kind of tell that I'm like, just like I did just there, trying to say it correctly. Still messed up.
Oof.
I still said Wildman.
You don't have the best luck with names, honestly.
I really don't. But I, but the thing is, like, I knew. I did know. I just...
Allegedly.
I did. Because I had like, the stat. I read the status.
So what you're telling me is you can't read.
That's what I'm trying to get out there, Tyler. It's like,
I think about that SpongeBob episode.
I can't read.
He's like, why are you still here?
Well, I can't read.
That's
get
me.
Out of here.
That's me currently, right now. But yeah,
hooey.
That's something that happened.
Wow, what a great time.
I had a wonderful time.
I had an amazing time. You know what would make it even better?
What's that?
Some music. Y'all, I've had so many bops come up here lately. So many. And I want to recommend them all, but I can't.
Not today, anyway.
Well, right. Especially, not, I'm in fear that that we're going to hit a dry spell.
I don't know if there's any danger of that.
Well, so many people have been releasing new music that's been great, and I love it, and I want to recommend it all, but I don't know. Something just tells me to hold on. So, today, this week, on Drop the Bop, I'm only going to release one, and it is called Doubt by Anna Golden. It is a good song. No, I'm kidding.
That's it.
It's
what
very,
more do you need to know?
Right. It's very, very, very chill. It's not necessarily one that I would see anybody doing in their church, but it's just so chill. Like, her voice is very low and soft and just like nice. And it starts off as like, if he did it before, he can do it again. And then like the chorus, she goes into like, you can't make me doubt him. I've already made it this, like I don't know. I don't remember how the words go, but it's really, really good. It's basically saying that he's never let me down. You can't make me doubt him. Like I know him. I know him way too well for me to start doubting him now. You know,
is this the one you sent me and Sarah that sounds like an 80s song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like Sarah if she were an indie singer.
That's not how I put it. I said it sounds like a mixture. This lady's voice sounds like a mixture of Sarah
and Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
Which Christina Aguilera would not sing this type of music at all.
I agree, but and Sarah was like, wow, I really don't want to sound like Christina. I'm like, no. You don't. This lady sounds like a mixture of y'all.
Yeah. She has the lowness and just like the softness. It's just very, very, very good. I recommend y'all check it out. It's going to be on our Instagram stories and our highlights. It's going to be for Apple Music and Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been yet another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, you can subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.